Welcome to Burrito Quest 2, episode 15.
I think 15 was
Napolitos.
Last week was 15, wasn't it?
No, this week's 15. Last week it was 14.
No, I thought last week was 15, and this week is 16.
Ben, I've been numbering these fucking things in the files when I make them.
Right.
So these things are tiny.
Who runs Bartertown, Ben?
They're pretty small, these things.
Dan runs Bartertown.
Dan Blaster runs Bartertown.
They smell good. They smell like...
For $3.50, this is a ridiculously sized burrito. I'm guessing it's got beans and green chili and meat.
That's tasty.
Mmm. Man, that's good.
Mm. There goes napkins.
It did. I have all of them. It kind of tastes like, what if you like had a friend, and he's like, I'm going to bring burritos, I'm going to make some, and brought them over, and you ate them, this is what it tastes like.
Yeah, they kind of look like some teenager made them. Here, Ben.
Green.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to try the green. Oh, the green, here it comes. It just looks like some green chili in a cup.
Mm.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
This stuff's pretty spicy.
Mm.
I think. Then it's a green chili in the burrito, and that thing doesn't taste like anything.
Man, I've taken two bites, and I'm almost done. Almost done.
We're going to have to do a burrito run.
Mm. We got the...
Nachos!
Cheesy nacho. So, yes, these were made by two little old ladies... Not by Salsa Bro, who was not in attendance.
Damn it!
Imagine if these did not have beans in them.
I think they're pretty good as is.
Look, I'm filtering.
I don't like to use my imagination.
There we go. No, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, what if they didn't have beans?
Yes, I gotcha. Yeah, there'd be nothing left.
Mm. Exactly, consider the size.
Okay. I get you. The pork in here, this is pork, right?
Yeah. Mm.
This pork is also very good, I think.
Like, what if there were no beans in these?
I like.
What if God was my husband?
Yeah, what about? What about it?
What for is those things?
Oh, God. I cracked it.
I cracked the code!
It's like a burrito appetizer.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Can you imagine how many burritos of this it would take to reach, like, the one we had last week? It took forever to eat. Maybe, like, 5 of these things.
Well, and how much were the ones from last week?
$5, weren't they? Or $6?
Yeah, that's a better value than these things are. I don't know, the flavor's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're probably charging us for the chips and salsa that we didn't get.
Maybe.
Oh.
I dig this jalapeno salsa they threw in there.
Done.
D-un.
Good stuff.
That might have been the smallest burrito we've had. Even counting the ones that we got
two of them. Princess Tacos was smaller.
I don't know, man. They were comparable, though.
Like, I would guess that this is like a 400 calorie burrito. Maybe 350.
Bust them nachos.
That's fucking weak shit.
Open.
That's a small plate of nachos.
So,
I can get it that.
What I get from Napolitos... Napolitos has been around for a long time.
Take us on a ride through history, Daniel.
Walk us through this.
Well,
break it down.
What I don't understand...
Fuck your history.
Is that...
Here comes Dan.
Jane and Michael Stern of Road Food fame...
Okay.
Said that they had some really good enchiladas, like some of the best enchiladas around, at Napolitos.
Mm-hmm.
I would call bullshit on that.
Consider their perspective.
Which one is
Maine or somewhere?
Or Missouri. It's next to that place.
Well, there's one downtown, which is one I think
yeah.
they
have. Yeah, the dentist used to be up kind of in the plaza behind that.
Right, there's some place that sells scrubs. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yeah. No scrubs.
So I'm considering, like, when we were reading that thing where they were saying about the store, they called it, like, Christmas for the red and the green, which nobody who actually lives here says that.
Do you know anybody that ever orders Christmas enchiladas?
Yeah.
They actually say they were Christmas?
Jenny.
Well, she's not from here. Alabama, dude. Come on.
Tourists and foreigners order Christmas. People here don't use that word. So they use it in the article describing Napolitos. So I think they've never actually had enchiladas that are good until they came to Napolitos. And even though, or is it Napolitos? Whatever.
Nopal.
Even though these enchiladas they got here were not particularly good, they were probably better than any enchiladas they ever had in their life. Yeah, dump that shit. Put that shit on there. Oh yeah.
Take that shit, cut it up, sell it.
This reminds me. I have been to that place, but I've had like other stuff. The only thing that I do like is they do the potato and their ground beef.
They do, which is
kind of cool. But overall, like, I've never had the burritos until today, but it was kind of like a lackluster. Kind of like one in a million.
It was like three bites.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? We're not like 5 minutes into this fucking thing and we're done with the burrito. Well, that's crazy.
Oh, God.
I'm really glad I ordered these nachos now. Mm-hmm. Before it was just like, oh, decadence. But yeah, now they're kind of like, a little. Oh, I need some.
Yeah, they're kind of crappy. It's basically like, what if Taco Bell served food that was kind of authentic?
Or. What if Taco Bell ran out of chips and had to go to the store and get them to make their nachos? Fuck, I need a fork.
Yeah.
Where'd this fork come from? Did we bring it?
They brought these forks. They gave us these forks. You need to get your own fork.
You want one?
I'll do what I want.
All right, so, yeah, Napolitos. It wasn't a place I ever really wanted to go eat anyway.
Was their original plan today that got...
This was the plan.
Oh, okay. The
original plan.
And we actually went somewhere and they weren't closed.
Yeah, but
God damn it. Whenever we try and go someplace supposedly really good.
I know. It's kind of okay. There you go. Look at that.
I want some kind of cheesy mess.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Just like me. So, yeah, that's my...
That was just lettuce.
That's my bottom line on this place.
Okay.
Uninspiring.
It kind of tastes like their beans came out of a can of beans.
What
a can.
Kind of can
of beans
come out of bees?
Bee cans.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you got me again, bees.
I don't know.
Shit.
I'm pretty happy with the diet, the Coke Zeros.
Coke Zero is
it's reliable. It's good.
It's not bad.
It's a stellar brand.
Fuck, dude.
Croke.
You know, this is really disappointing. I mean, I kind of feel like I don't really have anything left to say about this.
Can we go get some more burritos from somewhere?
You want to go to Santa Fe Grill?
Yeah. That's what I want to say.
You want to go get a bear? Mm. Could I have a mix of bear and a gobbler together and make a burrito?
I guess it's not that bad.
A bobbler!
The bobbler?
The bear blur!
I guess it's not that bad because the answer is no. I don't want you to do that.
No, you can't. You're grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What have you done?
Oh, no.
It's funny that it's taking us longer to eat these fucking nachos than it did to eat the burritos. I mean, they're not that big of nachos.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not.
It's as though we got the
kind of stale chips. That's all okay. Right.
Fuck it.
Get down to the thing.
I got you.
Does any place deliver burritos?
No.
Not that I know of.
Wouldn't that be badass?
Yes. How often do you order delivery?
Well, I don't know of any place that orders that you can order burrito from.
Would that be like, holy shit, you can order burrito. Totally order delivery from now on.
Well, if I can get burritos.
In that world is a better place.
Maybe once a week I'd do
it. What if you could get shitty Chinese food?
No. I mean...
Because that's totally possible.
I guess they... Well,
probable.
Maybe,
well, probably even.
No, the answer is no.
Not probable.
Somebody started a company at one point, and what they would do is you would call them, place an order, they would go put the order in, pick up the food, and deliver it to you.
But they went out of business?
I haven't heard of them. I was working at a sandwich shop at the time, and for whatever reason, they got us to sign up for their bullshit. So occasionally they would call in and be like, hey, we need these sandwiches, and blah, blah. They want extra mayo. I'm trying to do nothing at this job, God damn it. You're making my life miserable.
That's a cool idea, though. I dig that idea.
So you call and say, go to...
A Chick-fil-A. Bring it to me.
Or, like, some sort of Mexican food restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it was mostly local places, but I think Chick-fil-A was on... A lot of places in the mall were on the list, because I think they got them all to sign up.
Give me some fucking Dippin' Dots.
Bring me Dippin' Dots, you sons of bitches.
That's a good idea. Go to get some Dippin' Dots.
All right, let's rate this shit.
And we'll get some more food if you want.
Yeah, calm down, dude.
Dying. We have to rate this, man. I don't think we had time to really...
You are now running on reserve battery power.
Okay.
Are you talking? No, I'm not.
I will rate it.
Yeah, just like a sigh.
A dictionary. A dick. I might have used a rating before and said that same joke before. Anyway, it is as inspiring as a dictionary.
Well, which part of the dictionary?
All of them, man. Which part of the dictionary completely inspires you? Or not that part.
No.
All right, let's have it. Dudes.
Go, bingo.
I will rate this... Laundry. Have I used that before?
Did you say wandry?
Laundry.
Wonder!
Wandry! I don't know, dude.
So maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
Why lose track? We're on episode 15 of this shit from in Baruch Quest 2.
It's kind of a morose and...
Laundry.
I'm telling you, dude. But I'm like, impressed by this fucking place. It's like having the only thing to read in the house is the dictionary. Go ahead, laundry.
That is kind of depressing, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, laundry can be a pretty good thing, but we have a dryer that doesn't work very well. So you, like, open the dryer to get your shit out, and it's like, man, my clothes are wrinkled and wet.
You should check the heating element.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking there's replacing the whole thing.
Okay, you can do that too.
Okay.
Money bags.
I'm gonna rate my money bags. This is a condescending dick face. Just kidding. Just kidding, money bags. Shut up.
Money bags, glue.
I'm gonna rate mine.
That's racist.
Like,
it's a little.
Like wet socks.
That does suck.
Like that you had done in the laundry.
I mean, like, well, you know, you'll dry your socks or your clothes, and you'll be like, your roommate will want to dry something.
But you get all your
so
shit
you get
out.
It out, and you realize it's still kind of damp, but now he's drying some bullshit or whatever, and then you're like, well, fuck it. I got to wear these clothes. And you just kind of walk everywhere with slightly cold, damp socks.
Fucking Tony.
Yeah, that's annoying. Look at that. We didn't really like this burrito very much.
It was just okay, you know?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, meh.
I guess we've
just... Man, I'm still wearing socks.
Like, right now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well, let me check.
I mean, I'm also wearing socks.
But they're not, you know, I mean, I guess wearing damn socks is better than no socks. Unless you're wearing flip-flops.
So where are we going to go for burritos next week? Because I'm really looking forward to that. And oh, by the way, not till later in the week. Can we do Wednesday or something? Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But we're thinking, like, Las Trancas.
Las Trancas sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Los... Tacos Mexicanos?
That's where we should go, actually, because that place is probably some bootleg.
Dude,
place.
I bet we could get some tongue burritos.
Fuck yeah. Guys, if we can get tongue burritos, we have to.
Ben's like, holy fucking shit, why'd I open my mouth?
No, listen to me. That...
Lengua.
That...
Lengua,
yeah.
Ben. Lengua.
That...
And if there's any place...
If they provide something that does something weird like that...
Yeah, we need to get...
We gotta do it, Ben.
You can't be like, oh, let's go there and...
Shake my hand on it.
I don't disagree.
Shake my hand on it.
What am I doing here?
That's right. You're gonna...
Because you listen to everything he tells you. I'm just gonna get one for you.
Tongue's weird, though, when you eat it.
I've never had it.
Well, it feels like you're eating your own tongue.
What? Is it cooked? I mean...
Yes.
My tongue's not cooked. Does it... Because that hurts if you eat your own tongue.
Well, okay, what if you didn't feel your tongue, but you were eating it?
Like you've been to the dentist?
Like, yeah.
Because I've done that, like, it's kind of cool.
And you were just like, kind of cool, what?
Just the texture is really
like,
bizarre.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I'm chewing on something, I should be able to feel pain, but I'm not.
See, I don't understand how that's cool. Like, nah, like, don't get me wrong.
Your whole brain is tricked, dude.
Yeah.
It's completely fooled. So it's not that you're just chewing on some rubbery...
It's like if somebody handed you one of these burritos
and
said...
I just don't understand
how
it's like,
dude,
cool.
I got these for 50 cents a piece.
Awesome.
You would eat it, I bet it would taste a lot better because you got tricked.
You'd taste like my tongue?
These burritos we just ate?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if told you they were 50 cents, you'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get them every day.
Well, can you imagine if we had gotten these for 50 cents, we got like four of them a piece or something? That would have been much better. Okay, they would have been slightly...
We could have gotten tens of thousands.
We could have gotten some variety.
I mean, you think that was the problem with this? Is that they were just too small? There weren't enough?
No, that actually wasn't the problem. The problem was it was also kind of fine.
Yeah. No blame. The salsa was better than the fucking burrito.
I don't know if the burrito is better than the nachos. The nachos is better, I think.
Huh? I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
The burritos. The burritos.
I mean, I was glad I had them, but they're like filler, dude.
Yeah, maybe the burrito's better. I don't know. They're both just like... It's hard to judge which is worse.
All right. Well, we finally rounded out about 15 minutes.
Fuck this.
Which just is usually pretty easy. So, yeah, we're going to go. We'll try maybe Los Tacos Mexicanos next week. Maybe next Wednesday.
Tongue burritos. Here we come.
That's right. Eat it. Take it easy.
Eat your mouth.
Boy lovers.